Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nice job yesterday. Picked up the win. His third win of the season? Is that right? No, he's got more than that. Third win.
He's 3-6.
Yeah, 3-6. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm just... I look at this from last night, and I'm like, nice job bouncing back. They played good defense last night, too. That did not hurt him. And they got timely hitting. I mean, they got...
Timely.
They got hits.
I always love that. Timely hitting.
Well, it was early. You know, they came out. Jumped out. They were super aggressive.
Do nothing after two batters, baby.
If you got to feel good about that, don't you?
It's your guy, NL Martinez.
That's what I said. What were your thoughts on last night's game?
It's games like that that make me think, and this is why... Despite when you look at the roster and you think, all right, who's gonna drive in runs? And you look at the rotation and you think, well, there's some question marks there. It's games like last night that make you think, yeah, but they figure out how to win some baseball games that maybe you think they're going to have a hard time winning. You go to New York, you have Luis Ortiz on the mound, and he does a terrific job, and they win the baseball game. And, you know, Andy, I mentioned Ortiz, and I wouldn't call it inconsistency. I think he's just kind of trying to lock in a little bit, and I think he's done a good job of that. You know, in the month of May, including last night's start, earned runs given up in his last games, 0, 1, 3, 2, 1, 5, going back to his first start in May. And he's had just a couple of games where he's given up bigger numbers in earned runs. And I look at Ortiz and I think you've answered a question as to one of your starting rotation members, for sure. And I though they were, you know, banking on him at the beginning of the year, you weren't quite sure. I think they got to be sure, don't you? I mean,
yeah.
Give him the ball. Let's go. Every fifth day, I want him out there.
I you know, so they lose Lively, but, you know, Bieber is on the horizon.
But you don't know exactly what Shane Bieber is going to be when he comes back. Well, and that's just being fair.
Okay.
You know, he's throwing the ball really well. He threw it in Arizona really well.
You're putting him back in the rotation. You're not starting him in the bullpen, though.
If he's ready to go, he definitely is in the rotation. But you just have to watch it. I mean, Ben Lively just had a surgery. He's out 12 to 18 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not a... Hey, I pulled an oblique. I'm going to sit for 8 weeks and I'm good to go. You know, you're taking ligaments out of a cadaver or your own leg and putting them in your elbow. Nothing minor about that.
Nope. So look at the rotation. What do you got? Bibee, Williams, Ortiz, and then you would think
there's Bieber, three.
Right. And then it's Slade Ciccone or Logan Allen.
And what do two of those guys have in common? Ortiz and Ciccone. Guys who came to Cleveland in trades last offseason that made us say, really? That's the deal, huh? Because, you know, connect the dots, Andrés Giménez for Luis Ortiz. Josh Naylor for Slade Ciccone. But this organization has always done a really good job of pinpointing talent in other organizations and going and picking it up before it really pops. Corey Kluber, perfect example. Mike Clevenger was a good example. You know, when Mike came over from the Padres.
I think they do a great job, obviously.
Excuse me, the Angels. He was with the Angels.
When they
ended up being traded to the Padres.
I mean, they've done a nice job of being able to finding reclamation projects, guys looking to turn their career back around when they got hurt. Like, if Lively wasn't here and he was on another team and maybe another team gave up on him and he sat out for a year, year and a half, and then you needed somebody late in the season, you know, that's the kind of guy the Guardians love to bring back in and give an opportunity to and, you know, give them the chance to play. So, there's no way they're walking away from Lively, but you would hope they wouldn't.
Well, I would think they give him every opportunity to rehab here. And
right.
The only question is, you know, you agreed to a contract with Shane Bieber. Well, Shane had won a Cy Young for you, you know, and you gave him the opportunity to rehab and come back. Will they do that with Lively, you know, and figure things out and make it? I hope so. You know, I think he's earned that. But you're also not going to, you know, break the bank for a guy who's not going to pitch next year, in all likelihood.
No, but so... Look at this rotation then, Jeff, and tell me how this thing plays out and how we don't walk away. I don't want to say they have an abundance of pitching if Bieber comes back, but man,
don't
I feel
Joey Cantillo is down.
Oh, that's true, Cantillo too. Yeah, and so you look at that rotation and say to yourself, "Huh, we might." I don't want to jinx this thing, but they might be in good shape and maybe have a little too much. I don't want to say that. I know I don't want to say that.
What do you mean too much? Too much pitching?
Starting pitching.
Dan, too much pitching. Go
never
ahead. Respond.
Impossible.
Respond.
There's no such thing. There never has been such thing. There never will be such thing.
Oh, there you go,
it's too much starting pitching.
There
emotional.
You go.
Too emotional. I look at this and I'm like, okay, I feel good. Like last night's game, I don't know why, but last night's game, it was just kind of a refresher for me too. Like refreshing as far as, you know, you let a game slip away against the Yankees the night before that probably I would believe you thought you could win. And now you walk into a chance you can win the season series today. And so I don't know. I know don't play the Yankees up bigger than you should, but I don't know. There's something about the confidence of being able to beat New York and then beat them in New York.
In New York, it's
and
when you beat a good team, it's a good win. It's a good win. It's a good series. If you can take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees, that's terrific. I mean, it does say something about your team. I don't think there's any question about that. It says something about your team.
The other thing go ahead, sir.
Well, I keep looking at the pitching and thinking, Ortiz, you went out and specifically acquired him. You know, Ciccone, he's looked good in a couple of starts. You went out and specifically, he's what you got back for Josh Naylor, 30 and 100
yeah,
RBIs.
So he's not like a reclamation project. Oh, he's
no,
a guy that you brought in for
talent. These are two young guys who you think that could do something. And I mentioned Corey Kluber. Remember when they brought in Kluber? They got him from San Diego for like nothing. And it worked. This organization finds these guys, they scout them out, and it works out. You know? They traded out Jake Westbrook in that deal. And Jake was a heck of a pitcher. But Corey was kind of like, who? What's in this deal? Really?
Dan, what are your thoughts on this rotation and this whole notion of what we're talking about?
There's no such thing as too much starting pitching.
I mean, the first time you said it.
I know, but it needs to be hammered home one more time. And if you need a reason for it, go look at the Los Angeles Dodgers rotation.
Yeah.
The team that everybody went, oh my God, who's going to stop this pitching? Well, they're all hurt. Everybody but Yamamoto and Kershaw are hurt right now. So that's the way that this goes. I think the rotation is in a decent place. It's having Bibee not be totally nails, I think, puts you in a really interesting spot because you don't have a definitive, I hand this guy the ball and here comes 7 innings of, you know, give my bullpen a little bit of time off. But I think it's in a place where the arrow is pointing up. And I think that's where you always want to be, is at a place where the arrow is pointing up. So until Bieber is standing on a mound 60 feet, 6 inches on the corner of Carnegie and Ontario, he doesn't exist to me.
So how does it play out?
That's true. That you hate to say that. There are always setbacks in these things, or can be setbacks. They did a great job last year with Boyd, and you know, he came in recovering from Tommy John. They continued, you know, they signed him, continued his recovery, and then put him on the mound when he was ready to go. And when he was good to go, he was good. That's why they'll be really cautious with Shane Bieber starting tomorrow in Akron.
How cautious, though?
Well, if he's not good to go, he's not good to go. It's that simple, Andy. Unless they decide, hey, he's pitched enough rehab, complete health, he feels great, there he goes.
And guys coming back from Tommy John don't typically look like the same guy that they were before.
Takes a little while.
Right away.
Right.
Takes a little while.
Yeah, like the Matthew Boyd thing is very few and far between. You know, you don't get these guys who step on a mound and all of a sudden look like the way they used to. Or frankly, for Boyd's case,
he might have looked better. Yeah.
Yeah, look better in his regard. But like, I don't expect Shane Bieber to take the ball and look like the guy who has a Cy Young Award in his trophy case this season. Next season, different conversation.
And the hope is that he's here next season.
Yeah, if you think about it, right, aren't we kind of happy that he's even here? I mean, he's hurt and trying to come back, but, I mean, there was a point last year where you're like, oh, we got to trade him. We're not going to get anything.
It was a smart move. I'll say it was a smart move for the Guardians to, you know, sign him and bring him back and allow him to rehab here and find his way again. I would wager to say it was an even smarter move for Bieber to come back here. Why go to an organization you're not comfortable with, that you don't know, with people you don't know, to guide you through the most critical moment of your career? I think Bieber made an even smarter move than the Guardians by coming back here.
Mm-hmm.
Because he trusts these people, they know him, and he knew that they would treat him right. And that they would, at the very least, have an interest in him and have his best interest at heart, because he had been here before, he was their guy, and they would love to keep him long term.
So if you could set up, let's just say, I hate doing this so early, but set your rotation for maximum capacity right now for a five-man rotation.
For when? For this season?
As of right now, if you could go through the rest of the season and go five guys every fifth day and not have to deal with injuries, let's be honest. You know, here I am.
So in other words, am I allowed to count Bieber or not?
Yeah, no, count him in. I put him in.
You would put him in. It would be Gavin Williams. Not, this is no particular order.
Well, I wanted the order too, but that's okay. Oh. Go give me the five.
Tanner Bibee then.
Okay.
Gavin Williams.
Yep.
If we're going to put these guys in order. Luis Ortiz.
Yep.
Would be my number three. If Shane Bieber is good to go, Shane Bieber would be my four. And then it's a fight. Slade Ciccone, Logan Allen, Joey Cantillo. Which guy's pitching the best? He'd be my fifth starter.
Pick one.
Joey Cantillo.
Hmm. Dan, same question.
Bibee, Williams, Ortiz. I need to see Bieber throw before I put him there.
No, Andy said you're not allowed to do that. Andy said he's healthy.
Assume that he can give you five innings of good, solid, rock-solid baseball.
Well, in hell, he's probably third, and I might even start him in game one. If you could tell me I got five innings of solid ball out of him, that feels pretty good for game one to me.
Dan's counting playoffs. Look at that.
I know.
Dan's looking ahead, baby.
I mean, we're in, you know, everybody's making the playoffs anyway. Why wouldn't the Guardians? So.
Wow.
They're in right now, aren't they? I looked yesterday. They would have been in. I'm the only guy looking at wild card.
I had to take a shot.
The beginning of June, but that's okay.
So he's probably four, and then maybe I'd throw your boy Slade in there just for fun.
I like Slade, so we're good to go. I've already given him a spot. I might give him the three spot
Andy
by the end of the season.
Slade Ciccone.
Guys who throw 97.
Yes, he might be your game two starter of the playoffs if this thing works out the way I want it to. How about the offense jumping back into this thing last night? You do your rotation if you want to. Bring it on in. 216-474-0092. Talk a little bit more about the offense.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7:05 start tonight. It'll be Guards and Yankees one last time, right? Before the next time when they meet up in the playoffs. That's it, right?
Wow.
This isn't a four-game
series. Love the way you guys are thinking.
Well, you know, that's how we roll over here. We are Johnny Optimus when it comes to...
Like that a lot.
With the way things are playing out for the Guardians right now, even though six and a half back? Yeah, 6.5 back. Let's talk a little bit about the offense, because when you go through last night, the boys came through at the plate. And again, you know, we talked about them being aggressive and, you know, jumping out to that 3-0 lead, and man, that just felt good. And then I'm like, oh, this is just a really big lead early on. Are they going to be able to hang on? And then they pick up the run in the 8th inning. You know, when you come up with a shot like that, so Manzardo hits that long ball. And Manzardo, like, actually, I love watching him, and he drives me crazy. Like, he just...
Why?
Because
it's a mustache.
No, it's the mustache, isn't it? He comes up with a hit when you need him to get a hit, everyone.
It's the snappy
right?
little batting style.
Like, what would you say? When you need him to come up with a big hit, he does it 50% of the time. Is that fair?
Oh, good Lord. I think you're getting a little.
You think so? Yeah. I'm wrong? I mean, he's hitting 211. That's the problem I have. Like, last night when he hit it out, I was like, ah, yes. Oh, Manzardo's great. And then you're like, ah, he's only hitting 211. How is this possible?
Well, if you had been told at the beginning of the season that in early June, Manzardo would be tied for the team lead in home runs and runs batted in, what would you think?
I would have said, I'm really sure I thought Santana would be that guy. I would hope that it was Santana or Ramirez.
I would have thought it'd clearly be Jose. He's tied with him in both of those categories with home runs and runs batted in. And Carlos is right there as well with runs batted in. I would think two things. Ooh. That's not good for everybody else, but it's really good for Kyle Manzardo. I think, Andy, he has shown that, okay, this is a guy that, and he's not a pitcher, but it's a guy you pinpointed in another organization. You went out and got him, and it looks like you, once again, made a solid move. You gave up Aaron Civale, and you gave up Aaron Civale when we all wondered, wait a minute, this team is trading starting pitching? Well, they do need bats. And they've brought in a bat, and this guy seems to be able to hit. And in this day and age, Andy, 211.
Who would have thought?
It's not like 211 from our youth, is it?
No, I guess not.
Seriously.
It's not.
Take a look around. You know, I mentioned the other day that I received a text from a guy who played in the majors and talking about Jack Caglione, actually. And the guy said, you know, we were texting back and forth a little bit, and he said, for a Major League Baseball player to be hitting 220 to 230 is just an embarrassment. Well, that's, you know, this is not an old guy, but that's where this game is right now. You have so many guys.
Is it too watered down then?
No, I don't know what it is. I'm not exactly sure why guys are hitting as poorly as they are in some areas. But it, you know, You got guys playing, starting, getting a lot of at-bats who are hitting 211, 215. Nolan Jones has raised his batting average to 215. We're excited.
Slugging percentage is 313. Dan,
how's that make you feel? His average has dropped like crazy.
Nobody wants to hear any of this because, you know, it's the best part of baseball is we've been playing it for 110 years and the rules haven't changed besides we've lowered the mound a little.
I don't know. They put a pitch clock in. They have ghost runners now in extra innings.
They're not ghost runners. There's actually a guy standing there.
The thing with baseball is everybody loves to compare eras. And everybody thinks that, you know, nothing has changed and all of that kind of stuff that has come with it. And there's a litany of reasons why we are where we are when it's come to batting average. One of them, frankly, the pitching has never been better. No one wants to admit this. No one wants to know the pitching has never been better. And if you need proof of it, go on the Pitching Ninja X page and just scroll. And you'll sit there and just be baffled.
All right, Is that next to Fruit Ninja or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me throw one thought at you, though. And I'm not going to argue with you. The pitching has never been better. Pitching has never been this way either.
Mm-hmm.
Where if a starter goes five, we think it's a big deal. And then you get a parade of relief pitchers coming in throwing 97. And you might see a guy twice in a game. If you get three looks at a pitcher in a baseball game in this day and age, congratulations. And what happens? You adjust as a hitter when you go to the plate. Well, it's hard to adjust when you see Tanner Bibee twice. And then here comes Tim Herron. Then here comes Hunter Gaddis. Then here comes Cade Smith, and there's Emmanuel Clase. I mean, how do you do that? And Dan, that's why, that's what you're talking about.
Well, and it's a two-edged sword. It's exactly what you said, and the fact that we're in the land of max velocity and max spin.
Absolutely.
Especially coming off of these starters and that. So that's part of it. Another part of it, too, yes, guys are trying to hit the ball in the air more, and swinging and missing is more accepted than it used to be. I wouldn't go as far to say encouraged, but it's more accepted than it used to be. You've got more guys getting the bat off their shoulders and really taking some hacks because of the emphasis on hitting the ball far.
Can I throw one thought in on this?
Sure.
And I couldn't agree with what Dan just said more, but I thought it was really interesting. I was sitting on the lawnmower and mowing last night, and Tom Hamilton had a great nugget that I thought, that's interesting, and I wonder if that changes anything about the way the game goes moving forward. And he was talking about Aaron Judge. And I don't know if anybody's aware, Aaron Judge is currently hitting 389.
Yes. Yep.
The dude is hitting 389.
He's putting up Bonds numbers right now.
At 6'7", 280 pounds, smashing the baseball out of the park, 389. And as Tom pointed out, almost 100 points higher than his career batting average. And he's doing it because he's trying to put more balls in play and not hit the ball out, but he's so big and strong, he still has 21 home runs. I wonder if watching a guy like Judge, who is known, you know, for just mashing the baseball, dude hit 62 home runs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's just a monster. But the fact that he has adjusted his game a little bit and is hitting the ball for as high of an average as he is, and all the other great stats that go along with it, his OPS is off the charts. I wonder if that changes the game in any way, shape, or form.
I hope it does. I mean, it's the old Manny Ramirez line. I'm a doubles hitter, and the ball happens to go over the fence.
Yeah.
You know?
Barry Bonds was not a home run hitter until he got fed up with watching McGuire and Sosa get all the attention.
Right. Met with a doctor of some sort.
That's what it led to, supposedly.
I'll give you another one, too.
I got a fun game here for you. Keep going. Yep.
Reason batting average is down the way it is. The next time you're at a game, watch the outfielders. Every single player, you'll notice, they'll go in their back pocket or they'll go in their hat.
Oh, they're pulling out charts.
They'll pull out and a
card. It's all analytically driven.
And they'll position themselves accordingly. The Guardians are like at the forefront of this.
Yeah.
That's stealing so many hits from guys with the fact that we are now living in this world where these guys have these note cards in their back pockets. And you've got coaches who are directing them and all of that stuff on top of it, that they're moving.
Well, the Yankees were doing it last night against Jose Ramirez.
Oh, yeah.
You're seeing, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dan, and they were doing this to Jose. I think you're seeing more outfielders play in a little bit more than they used to.
on Jose,
and especially Jose. Yeah. But the Yankees did, and they're a big analytics team. They were playing their outfielders a little tighter against Jose Ramirez. Well, now Jose can bash it over your head, but you're trying to take away, you know, A, singles, B, maybe something that could get in the gap if you're lined up in the right spot.
I want to play a quick little game here, a little fun game. Remember yesterday I was talking about hitting over 260 and how, like, can we get somebody to hit over 260? So between the Yankees, go ahead, what do you got?
Let me throw this in before we move on.
All right.
I love getting texts from people who are listening to the show.
Right.
A college pitching coach just texted me.
Ding.
He said, showing batters as many different arms as you can in 9 innings. That's the new approach to getting guys out. Guardians are at the forefront of that. You know, I mean, take a look at any box score. Anytime you see two guys pitching for a team, it's like, wow, what happened? It's usually, 4-6? And you got all these pitchers. That's why guys aren't winning 20 games anymore. Heck, they're getting yanked before they qualify for a win.
Even with a 3-batter minimum. That we brought up yesterday.
A starting pitcher.
Yeah.
A starting pitcher is getting yanked before he can finish 5.
Yeah,
you got to go 5 to get a win if you're a starter.
Mm-hmm. All right, going back to that 260 game, how many guys in last night's game, who do you think, which team do you think had more guys hitting over 250, the Yankees or the Guardians? Just quick, Jeff.
Because you said it, I'll say Guardians.
I'll say the Yanks.
They both have 5 guys in last night's lineup that were hitting over 250. Now, when it comes to 260, what I was talking about now, is it Guardians or Yankees?
Yankees.
Dan?
I'll say the Yanks.
Guardians have 3 guys over 260. The Yanks only had 2.
Yeah, but if you split up Judge, you have 17.
That is true.
Split up his batting average.
If you take...
spread it around.
He'd be awesome at the bottom of our lineup because we'd have, 200 hitters almost? Just under 200? He'd kill it at the bottom of the lineup. I guess you guys are right. Maybe it is, though, a little watered down because the pitching is so much better. Brian is in Avon. Hi, Brian.
Brian?
Yeah, I would say the product is a lot watered down. You guys, somebody made the argument that the pitching is way better.
That's
no,
Dan.
The pitching's way better because it.
You broke up. You said, hang on, Brian. You broke up. Just say that again. You said the pitching is something. Go.
Way better.
Okay.
Because the hitting is terrible. And the main question is, the game has changed. There's a premium on swinging for the fences now and fundamentals and moving guys along. And how many major league teams were there in 1970 versus how many major league teams are there now?
Okay.
That'll tell you the answer, because most of those guys that are playing today would be in AAA or even AA.
Not most, but certainly that's the case. But the guys who are pitching today would also be there. But I think Dan's right. Pitching is better, and a lot of it is because of the way that pitchers are being used. And so many pitchers, I mean, hitters are not getting third and fourth looks at a starting pitcher anymore. And here comes Tim Herron, lefty, throwing 97, 98. You set him down, here comes Hunter Gaddis, righty, throwing 97, 98. Here comes Clase, throwing stuff that moves at 101.
Some of it that, but more than anything, like the sweepers.
They're moving.
The kick changes, all of these different pitches now, they're just nuts. Everybody has Randy Johnson's slider right now. It's nuts.
1970 Major League Baseball had 24 teams, in case you're wondering. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Enjoying this Guardians conversation about, you know, being a little bit, is the hitting watered down? Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that. But also I want to get into all of the hype of the quarterback touchdown passes from yesterday in Berea. Outstanding. Did you see it? We'll talk about it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.